You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
God, how should we start? The National Party has had its second reshuffle in just less than 3 months this morning. This whole saga started on Tuesday morning when Todd Muller announced his resignation as leader after just 53 days in the job, citing health reasons, saying that the role has taken a toll on him and his family. Later that evening, Papakura MP Judith Collins was elected as leader, with EM MP Jerry Brownlee replacing Auckland Central MP Nikki Kay as deputy. The day after, which is yesterday, Collins stripped Michael Woodhouse of his health portfolio for his involvement in the COVID-19 patient information leak by former National Party President Michelle Bogue. And this morning, Kay and Silwan MP Amy Adams announced they will retire from politics, with Adams reverting to her original decision to leave Parliament, before deciding to stay on in Muller's shadow cabinet. Nikki Kay said in a statement, while Collins had offered her to be part of the senior leadership and the education portfolio, she is ready to retire. Meanwhile, Collins also announced her reshuffled caucus this morning. Former leaders Muller and Simon Bridges are promoted to the front bench on 8th and 4th. Muller got the trade portfolio, while Simon Bridges retained his original foreign affairs and also received the justice portfolio. He is also the ranking Māori member at 4th. Whangarei MP Shane Retty replaced Michael Woodhouse as the party's health spokesperson and placed 5th after Simon Bridges, while List MP Nicola Willis took over Nikki Kay's education portfolio and promoted to 13th. Jerry Brownlee will be responsible for Amy Adams' COVID-19 response portfolio, and Hutt South MP Chris Bishop has also been appointed as shadow leader of the House and placed on 6th. This is a timely reminder to remind all listeners that there are only two women MP. There are only two women in National's new caucus, and that's including the leader, the other being Louise Upston. And what are your first thoughts, Ollie?
Well, they've all left, haven't they? Like, there's been a big clear out of senior management in terms of
and especially those who are social liberal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very interesting, and it's all happening all at once. So I'd like to be a fly on the wall in all of their caucus meetings, to
be honest. Well, all of us are. Yeah. And regarding this, I spoke to former MP and United Future leader Peter Dunn this morning, and I first asked his thoughts on the resignations of Amy Adams and Nikki Kay.
I'm far less surprised about Amy Adams going back to her original decision than I am about Nikki Kay's decision to stand down. That was another one of these bolts from the blue we're becoming so used to.
Now, what do you think will be next for the National Party now that two of their most senior socially liberal MPs are retiring?
Well, I think the key now is the reshuffle that Judith Collins was in the process of announcing. Some big changes there. I see Chris Bishop becoming shadow leader of the House, coming onto the front bench. Nikki Willis moving into education. I think that this is the way forward for them now, to put the events of the last few days behind them and start to focus on the people who are going to be taking the charge, if you like, to the government during the election campaign. And I think that's their only option. They've got to get on to the front foot as quickly as possible.
Do you think the party will be more right-wing after these recent events?
That's an interesting question. I think that Collins certainly will bring a more right-wing focus to the party. But as I say, the promotion of people like Willis and Bishop this morning suggests she's going to try and balance off the various interests in the caucus. With the departure of Adams and Kay particularly, she's got to do that because they are two of the more liberal national MPs.
Do you think this will have any impact on the election?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think people will be still absorbing the impact of the events of the last few days. The National Party was in a very difficult position beforehand. It's in a no less difficult position today. But if people can see that there's a solution on the horizon, in other words, things are going to settle down, and then they may well start to focus more on what the party's offering come the election. But I think realistically, this is all about saving National Party seats rather than winning government.
I want to talk about and focus on Nikki Kay's seat in Auckland Central. And now she is retiring from politics. does that mean it can give the Green Party a lifeline, especially Chloe Swarbrick is quite popular in Auckland Central?
It's possible. It will depend who the National Party selects as a replacement candidate. There are a number of high-profile candidates already in the race for Auckland Central. But I think probably the chances of the Greens winning it, I would think, are remote. This is a seat that was pretty much Nikki Kaye's, and I think if she's heavily involved in the choice of a successor, then that will have a big influence on the outcome. But it's going to be a fascinating contest to watch. It's changed considerably with Nikki Kaye's decision, but I still think this would be a seat National would be likely to hold, even if by a very narrow margin.
And what about the ACT Party? Do you think Judith Collins herself would continue to cut out and deal with David Seymour, or would she want the Epsom seat by herself?
No, I think she would. I think she will continue to work with David Seymour in ACT. I think that her election may not be good news for ACT, though, because she may peel back some of those right-wing National Party voters that were deserting to ACT. What her election is certainly bad news for is New Zealand First, because I think that they now have nowhere really to go. She's going to clean up a lot of that support as well. And I think that spells the end of them as a political force.
But on that, do you think the more social liberal national voters will also defect because we have Judith Collins as leader and Jerry Brownlee, who his views on some social issues like same-sex marriage are quite conservative?
I think that's distinctly possible, and it may well be that if Collins brings back some of the more right-wing voters who've peeled off to ACT, she may well end up losing some of her liberal voters to ACT on the right side of the spectrum. So they may cancel each other out. It could well be that way.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was former MP Peter Dunn, and Judith Collins said she will be making her first major party policy tomorrow. I might just bring on one poll here. It's from Roy Morgan 2 days ago, and it shows Labour on 54.5%, National on 27%, but bear in mind that was still under Todd Muller's leadership. The Greens are on 9%, ACT on 5%, and New Zealand First is on 1.5%. And Ollie, while we were off air, you had some ideas on New Zealand First as well, did you?
Did I? No, I think it's just interesting, especially with ACT going up to 5%. So a lot of people, maybe because of National's issues that they've had or their struggles, that people are jumping on ACT, or maybe it's David Seymour's performance on Dancing with the Stars that has really captured the nation.
ACT has really gone right wing before Judith Collins. As you can see, they got gun advocates and some would have dodgy race views as well. So it'll be interesting to see if National can reclaim part of that electorate as well. But this, as Peter Dunn said, this is really dangerous for New Zealand First.
Oh, absolutely. If they don't get Northland, like you said before, they're not looking great.
Yeah. And I'm quite intrigued by the situation at Auckland Central, especially now Nikki Kaye, who was quite popular, even beat Jacinda Ardern in Auckland Central.
Twice as well.
Now retiring. Could we see the Green Party getting this and not getting the seat of Auckland Central and not having to rely on getting 5% thresholds to get into Parliament? So if any listeners who are living in the Auckland Central electorate, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-379 on your thoughts. Would you vote for Chloe Swarbrick or would you vote for Nikki Kaye's replacement?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.